Alshma?
Were we not going to discuss the other?
No.
No.
I'll explain.
Okay.
Music could come on back up.
Okay, we're moving into debate and discussion on this bill.
Everyone, I'm going to ask you all to, if you're here, you're quiet, right? Thank you. Okay. So after having a collaboration with both of the organizations, their focus is a little different, even though their names are a little ambiguous. So, and then the paperwork that was submitted was quite similar as well. However, MSU Muse is based on the fine arts, figure drawing, relaxation, big crafting. That's really what their focus is. And I mean, you'll hear Art Society come up in a second. Animation and illustration was basically their niche. Yes. So they do have different purposes. They serve different students. So the question on whether or not the organizations are the same has been taken off the table. They're not the same. So we're going to consider both bills separately and independently as we would do any other charter bill.
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion on this bill? Okay. Oh.
I think that this would be a great addition to the SGA organization because you guys are not art majors, so I think when non-art majors come in, they don't feel so pressured to be excellent at their craft, so that does bring that aspect in. Well done, Mr. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Okay. Anything else in debate discussion? All right, seeing none, we will now hold a vote. So we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor, all those opposed, all those abstaining, bill passes. Congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, now considering bill S-2019-085, MSU Art Society Class 4 Charter.
Be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that res, MSU Art Society will be chartered as a Class 4 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas MSU Art Society would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas MSU Art Society would like to receive a charter for fall 2019 to spring 2020 time period, be it resolved that MSU Art Society receives a charter from fall 2019 to spring 2020, submitted by Giovanna Wagens, SGA Legislator, April 13, 2019.
We need an author for this bill.
Motion to take authorship of this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ariana, you're now the author of this bill. Okay, author's report?
No report.
Questions for the author? Organization report. Y'all have 6 minutes to give your presentation.
Perfect. Hello.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Joy Velasco. She's the president of MSU Art Society, our illustrious president. And I am Reverend Regan. I am our treasurer. And we are here to present our case for our initial charterment of MSU Art Society. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you everyone for coming out. Let's get started. Okay, first I want to tell you all something a little shocking. It may disturb you and awe you, but artists are not particularly well known for our math skills. However, yesterday, the Avengers Endgame grossed, I'm going to give you a figure here, $1.48 billion, with a B, dollars. Yeah, animation illustration is an industry, and it is a cutthroat one at that. In order to survive it, you're going to have to assemble, if you will. And that is why we at MSU Art Society come together with a focus on networking, workshopping, and nurturing our members so that we can be the strongest artists that this business has to offer.
I'm eating peppers.
Okay. Well, this was a little bit of contention earlier, but it stands true. We are the only group of our kind. Not only are we the only program in New Jersey that covers animation and illustration, we are the only animation and illustration-based group on this campus. If you want to illustrate for The New Yorker, if you want to cartoon for Riverdale, if you want to do special effects for Marvel, or pioneer virtual reality for surgeons, or you want to reimagine dinosaurs for the American Natural History Museum, or if you want to table at Comic-Con, we can give you those tools here. And it is absolutely bananas that we do not have a chartered group for that. It is bananas that we are here on campus putting in the work, making the friends, helping each other, and lifting each other up in a really tough job so that we can thrive. We have run unofficially for many years, as some of you may know, but we want to give you the opportunity to see what we can really do with your help, and that's why we're here today. And we have the results. We have previous event highlights that we can share with you. We've run 6 events in the past academic year. We had last fall alumni where we had real titans of the industry from this humble little school come in. They span as far as Titmouse Studios, which does a lot of cartooning for Cartoon Network. We have had people from Blue Sky Cinemas who do Rio. We've had people from, I don't know if you've heard of this little company called Marvel Comics. If you don't know, we had alumni there. We just want to tell you. We have those contacts. Not only that, not only do we have professional freelancers and studio artist contacts, we've done a bunch of collaborations with other clubs. We do play so nice with everyone else, and we love you all. We've done a Dungeons & Dragons character redesign workshop, with Montclair State University Gamers, where we had an illustrious, beautiful, magnificent man of a professor redesign people's Dungeons & Dragons characters, no matter how humble they may have been. We did a resume design workshop where we taught people the basics of Adobe Photoshop if they wanted to really make their resumes pop and stand out in their field, no matter what it is. And our most popular event that we do year-round, which I didn't really count as an event because we just really love doing it all the time, is our figure drawing sessions that we arrange for free for our members. Let's go. This slide is not formatted for Google Slides, but it is our budget proposal. And we really want to boost attendance and availability for alumni by providing more food for the people so they don't have to choose between eating and meeting contacts. We also really would love, with your help, to arrange a trip to a true hub of the industry, the Society of Illustrators. In the city, we have in our program a class called Mocha Fest, where people can table at this convention, where students will go and actually sell their merchandise. And it is just a shame that we don't have a field trip to bring in new students, to bring in curious students outside the major, to go visit the Society of Illustrators and be able to draw there in the presence of the greats, and also be able to network with other schools in the city, like the School of Visual Arts or Pratt. And we also have just guest speakers and other events planned. The unique benefits of our organization. What we do is so hard, and we need guidance through the incredibly rigorous application process to get into the program. We do have a portfolio review. It's tough. I was rejected the first time. And what we've been able to do for new students trying to enter the major, for at least 2 students, we've done their portfolio review before their actual one. We've done a mock review. We've helped them make their work stronger. And we actually got them in, which I'm so proud of because it can feel, well, thank you so much. Because it can feel so isolating and so difficult to navigate by yourself. And through the semesters, we've taken those students. They're regulars at our workshops, at our events, at our hangouts, and they've been able to really strengthen their portfolios and their skills, and that's really great. I don't know if you guys know about other schools, but they can be a little bit mean. And we just really want to ensure that even though after Montclair, we cannot guarantee you a job, but while you are here, we can guarantee you that you will always have someone to turn to. And if you have questions, or you have difficulties in your coursework, or you just need someone to cry on, we're going to be there for you. Oh, our advisor is the illustrious artist, Kai Texel, who is a professor here in our illustration animation program. The e-board, as you know, includes me and Joy, and Rada's out there. And we have about, the list is cut off, we have about 25 regular general members who cycle in and out. Our average to an individual meeting is like maybe 15 members for a regular meeting, but for alumni we had at least like 40 or 50 people come in, which was very exciting. Why us? We just have proven success. We have proven results. It is a very, very minimal risk, high reward adventure. We just want to generate more excitement for what an amazing department we have in such an amazing school. If Montclair is going to be put on the map for what we can really do for our students, we want to put it there. And we could only do that with your help. So thank you guys so much for coming out today.
All right, questions for the organization. Go for it, Jamie.
Is there a reason that you guys chose class 4 or class 3?
Oh, we were applying as a class 3, but during our organizational board review, it was recommended to us that most people apply as a class 4, but we just received information that maybe we should be applying as a class 3, so we will probably change to update to that.
Any other questions for the organization? Emma.
I have a point of information to the committee. Well, Ty said he wasn't there. Jarell, you're in the committee, right? And so is Jeeb. Jeeb is, G's not here.
Me too.
And you, so what, can you please clarify why they were suggested to chart as a class 4 when they have an existing organization on campus for 6 years and they have a consistent membership?
Well, I remember, I didn't know. Well, I know. I don't think we knew that he'd been here. I didn't know. So only I just recommended. I didn't say to do it. You know, I was just like, oh well. You know, most organizations try to charter as a class 4, but I didn't think they were going to do it.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Ariana.
Motion to go back into author's report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Now back into author's report.
Motion to make a formal amendment.
Okay.
Anytime it says class 4, it should state class 3.
Okay. Is there a second?
Period stays the same, right?
Correct.
In order
to be amended? No. So you're for class 4.
Okay. So. Are we in the middle of a motion? Should I just make it again?
Yes, we're in the middle of a motion. You need to do the two-thirds majority vote.
Okay, so in order for these amendments to be adopted, we need a two-thirds majority vote. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Ariana?
Motion to make a formal amendment.
Okay.
The charter period should state fall 2019 to spring 2021.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We need a two-thirds majority vote in order for these amendments to be adopted. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Anything else in the author's report?
Thank you so much.
No.
No.
Questions for the author, Ty?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I might be too fast.
It's all good. So, organization report?
They did theirs.
Did they? Okay, so what was the thing? It's committee, debate and discussion on this.
No, board. Committee report.
Committee report.
No report. They got a 3-0. It was 3-0, right? Yeah, 3-0 positive recommendation. Unofficial.
Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill? Ty?
I have a question, one.
Yes.
So we just switched you guys over to class 3. You guys, were you guys okay with that?
I actually budgeted everything for a class 3 initially before the recommendation, which I completely understand. We haven't had SGA-approved posters, so it's easy to know why some people just didn't know about us, because we couldn't advertise outside of Kelsia. But yeah, I did all the budgeting for the class 3, and then we were class 4, so I was like, oh, I've got to rewrite this. And now, if we're going to go back to that, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. We can
work and
it
knowing
out.
Us, we definitely have the capacity and the ability to put on the amount of events and collaborations throughout the year.
Okay.
Awesome. If I may, this is more of a statement. Montclair, as you guys all know, Montclair a long time ago was a school for teachers, like a teaching school. And as the years progressed, like we're now more of an art school. And I feel like with when I say arts, I mean like dance, theater, stuff like that. But I feel like with you guys, if you strive as I personally see, like with the potential, you have the capacity to make this school like a fine arts animation school. Like how you were saying, you wanted to make your stamp. Like I can definitely see that. Like. You're very passionate, enthusiastic. Your public speaking skills are really great. Like, you're an entertainer,
so
and it's so great. And I just feel like you guys have the capacity to really strive in the department.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I want to commend the organization on being so adaptable with this change from 4 to 3. And I also want to clarify on the behalf of the committee, it's been reinforced that you need to be a... When new organizations are new, it is recommended that they start as a class 4 and work their way up, but some members of the committee must not have been informed that you are self-standing and capable organization, so I commend you for doing all of this hard work by yourselves. On it's a lot to process, and good job.
Ariana?
For a clarification, we just chartered Muse as a class 3, and they said that they're brand new, just starting off, and they already have an establishment, so that's why I personally changed it. So
Jamie?
I just wanted to say I've known about you guys my whole time at MSU. Every roommate I've ever had is
Oh my goodness.
So I'm sure you guys like Mia used to be your class.
Oh, Mia! We love Mia!
So you guys do a lot of great work on campus.
Thank you so much.
I'm really glad that you chartered, and I hope you
come
up with
the
right
working here.
Thank you.
Gabrielle?
So
I have a statement too. So I used to be a graphic design major at VCU, and they have a huge animation department, and the people there were just super lively and so proactive. And I think when you were talking about making connections with other artists, that it's one of the most important things that you need to do when you're an art student. So I like.
Yay. Thank you.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Okay, seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor, all those opposed, all those abstaining, bill passes. Congratulations.
See you
later.
Okay.
All right, everyone. It's about approaching the 5:30 mark. So if you have class, you are allowed to get out very quietly and considerately. And we are now going to be considering bill number S-2019-. Give me the bill number for why is it on here? MSDO.
Point of clarification, she just had to step out.
Got it.
You have 6-8 up. No. That was bill number 9. Yeah, that was 9. Now you're dealing with Mr. Player's budget.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Can anyone see MSDO's bill on the agenda?
It's 75.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Thanks. Okay. So we're going to be considering bill number S-2019-068, MSU Players Class 1 Budget.
The enactment of the legislature of the Student Government Association Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas MSU Players, a Class 1 organization of the SGA, has been granted a Class 1 charge the academic year of 2019-2020, and whereas the organization has submitted a budget request, which has been approved by the SGA Treasurer and President, be resolved that the attached budget is approved for the 2019-2020 academic school year for MSU Players, submitted by Serafina Argenis, SGA President, April 15, 2019.
Author's report.
Report.
point of information, does anyone know where MSU Players is?
Point of information, I thought we went over the budget last week.
I believe that the treasurer presented it.
That's true.
We did.
The justices received that bill.
Yes. Okay, great. So it should have been removed from the agenda. Okay, now considering bill number S-2019-069, Montclair University Gamers Class 1 budget.
Being enacted by the legislature, the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Montclair University Gamers Mug, a Class 1 organization of the SGA, has been granted a Class 1 charter for the academic year of 2019-2020, and whereas the organization has submitted a budget request which has been approved by the SGA Treasurer and President, be it resolved that the attached budget is approved for the 2019-2020 academic school year for Mug. Submitted by Serafina Artemis, SGA President, April 15, 2019.
Office report.
Report.
Questions for the author? I don't know you were there. Okay, organization report.
Just the preamble to all the budgets that are going to go up. The budgets are based on last year's budgets, as in how they spent the money we were given for last year and how they spent it. So a lot of these budgets that are going to come up have been modified from what was first given me. And the organization will give the reasons why.
All right. Hi, I'm Andre Silla. I'm the treasurer of Montclair University Gamers. So our budget is relatively simple. We're not asking for too many changes. I'll start with the lines that we already have, and then eventually I'll get to the new line at the top that's in bold that we're proposing. Co-sponsorship, we didn't feel any changes needed to be made. Equipment and repairs, we are asking to be incremented by $100. This is because we are, at the end of the day, a video games and inherently a technology-focused club. And as such, there is a need for new controllers, new TVs. We are starting to look into live streaming certain events. That's a whole other set of equipment. Consoles are very expensive. For those of you who don't know, the Nintendo Switch came out about 2 years ago. We're just getting around to getting ours now. That's $300 for the console, $60 for one game, and a set of controllers is around $140, so that's a rough total, $500 for one system. So it adds up very quickly. That alone is half of our budget. So we are asking for $100 extra in that line. Office expenses, I don't know if it's quite clear what we want to do with it here, just because of the limitations of the display. We're basically not asking for any more or less money. We're asking that the line be changed to a yearly line. So instead of $50 in the fall, $50 in the spring, $100 for the whole semester, and we can spend it throughout that time. This is because throughout my years as treasurer, for context, I've been treasurer for last year and this year as well, it's always seemed like a line that we only need in certain points of the year. For us, that point was in winter of this year when we ran out of batteries and we ended up spending the $50 that year on batteries. Before that, it's always been like, we just kind of have this money, we need to spend it on something. There's no real need for anything, but we need to spend it. So we're proposing that we just change to a yearly so we have more time to figure out what it is that we need to spend it on in that year. For Magic the Gathering, we're not suggesting any changes to that one. That number is perfectly fine. It's engineered to be the perfect amount for the event. It's for our Magic the Gathering event, and as such, it doesn't need to be changed. Programming, we're not asking for any changes either. Prizes, no changes. Publicity, no changes. The big change that we are proposing is a new line for board games. You can see it at the top there. The reason for this is because right now our board games come out of the same line as our food, certificates, everything else, that being our programming line. Over the course of last year and this year, we went from spending $80 on food and drinks for events to $60 because we just needed to fund our board games. We didn't have anything new for years. A lot of them were in disrepair. So we needed to conserve money from our programming line in order to put money into that. And that's not because we didn't have the line. It's not because we didn't have the money. It was because it was in the same line. So we're proposing that we split them up into two separate lines. So board games have their own focus line for them with $200 in them for each semester. And then the programming would have say 1,000, which would allow us to go back up to our previous amount. And we have noticed that we can't really provide with the lowered amount, but it does allow us to buy the board games that we need. So that's pretty much the full budget as is.
Questions for the organization? Committee report? Committee gave them a 400 positive recommendation. Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill, Ariana.
Do you know what percentage of your budget was used from this past year?
Like overall, like all lines included?
Yes.
Some of it does need to be edited right now because I did admittedly put the wrong number on PIF, but it is roughly 91%, I believe. So,
thank you.
Any other questions for the organization? Debate and discussion on this bill. Paulette.
I just want to say there has been a lot of budgets going, and we can see clearly. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No problem.
Any other debate and discussion on this bill? Seeing none, we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? The bill passes.
Thank you.
Now considering bill number S-2019-056, American Medical Brigade Class 4 Chartermen. You all can come up.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that was American Medical Brigade would like to charter this class 4 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas American Medical Brigade would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas American Medical Brigade would like to receive a charter in the fall 2019 and spring 2020 time period, it resolved that American Medical Brigade receives a charter from the fall 2019 and spring 2020. Submitted by Javon Lovins, SGA legislator, April 3rd, 2019.
The author's report.
Motion to take authorship of this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ariana, you are now author of this bill.
So sorry.
The organization has also made me aware that their name is not correct on the bill. Can you please just tell them what your name is supposed to be?
American Medical Student Association.
So, Ariana.
Motion to make a formal amendment and have the name reflect American
Medical Student
Medical Student Association.
Throughout the bill.
Throughout the bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Since it's a formal amendment, we need 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt the amendment. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendment has been adopted. Anything else in author's report?
No.
Organization report, we will be pulling up. Send this to the chair. So you have 6 minutes to present. He's going to turn on right now. Awesome. Okay. I'll give you a one at the 1 minute mark.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, everyone. I'd like to preface our presentation by thanking you all for hearing us out. My name is Nisarge Gandhi, and I'm currently a medical humanities major at Montclair State University.
I'm Nancy Kisu. I'm also a medical humanities major as well.
And today we are proposing a class 4 charter for AMHSA, or American Medical Student Association. So the American Medical Student Association was founded in the 1950s under the American Medical Association as a national group that connects interns, residents, medical students, and lastly, pre-medical students. Again, as I just said, yep, it's student governed.
Now
national members include interns, residents, pre-medical students,
The best thing is, it really does network everyone from just starting out and wondering if they're made for a career in medicine to those who are already at the top of their field.
How is this different from other clubs? Well, we know there's a biology club at MSU. However, this is strictly for helping out with potential physicians or anyone who wants to attend allopathic or osteopathic schools. We want to emphasize the fact that this is not just for pre-med students or people who are thinking about the pre-med track. This is for anyone interested or looking into the medical field.
And of note, we do have events that may interest students who know for sure that they aren't interested in going to medical school, and we are very open and accepting them. So as of right now, we have 6 e-board members. Of note, Nancy and I are both co-presidents of this.
We have 2 advisors, Dr. Reginald Halaby and Dr. Christopher Langer. We currently have 15 members. However, I talked to a few of my friends, and they also want to join, so that will increase over time.
From casual encounters, we've met a lot of other similarly minded pre-medical students, but from what we've noticed, they don't really know where to go, and they don't know what they should do. And from what we've noticed, just from overhearing, the advisors have a good idea or a good place to start in terms of applying to medical school, but they can't really give all that knowledge in one sitting. Here we have the breakdown of our budget. So as you can see, a majority of the costs for at least the fall semester's events would be refreshments, and that's really it. Again, our weekly meetings will be focused on tutoring other students and things of the like. Also, the bigger events, which are on the next slide, those we can do at very low cost, aside again from refreshments. The reason there's an asterisk next to the first one is that's one I'm very excited about personally. And again, what I want to emphasize is open to anyone, not just pre-medical students, and that is the professional workshop and headshots. This is a very professional, demanding field, and presentation is of the utmost importance when having any sort of encounter, such as interviews. And we want to emphasize the importance of LinkedIn, especially now that we're in the modern age of online applications. And because of that, we want to do a 3-hour session of headshots for students.
I used to lifeguard at MSU, so I am familiar with, have a few connections with the rec and the head lifeguard. So I talked to them about CPR training, and they're actually looking for lifeguards over the summer. So you'll get a D certified and CPR certified. So that's what they
And again, because this is part of a national organization, we are hoping to be certified as a chapter of said organization. However, we do know that $75 is a steep fee, and thus we have 2 membership options. There is the basic membership that's free for all members of MSU, and they'll have the same amount of presence in our local chapter. However, if a student desires to be found nationally throughout the organization, be eligible for AMSA scholarships and such, they can apply directly at the AMSA website and become a full member, essentially.
This is only if they want to be nationally recognized.
Yep. Again, I do want to emphasize there is no charge to be a basic member, and you aren't limited to anything by us. And,
Great. Okay, thank you. I'm gonna ask the legislators, if you're not in the first 2 rows, please come up so we can you could be separated from everyone else who is here. Thank you. Questions for the organization? No questions. Jamie.
So I guess it's a question for the chair.
Sure.
In regards to the membership fee that they're talking about, is that okay? Would that be allowed?
No. You cannot charge individual members dues. However, if the dues is going to a national, so there's 2 ways we do it. So you're not allowed to charge students dues to be part of your organization as membership. However, some organizations want to pay to a national chapter to get that national recognition, which is what they're talking about in this case. So the first way to describe it, no, but this is okay because they're not you're not forced to go and you know join this national national chapter. However, so yes, that's fine. So they cannot force every single member to join the national member. So yes, what they're doing is completely fine. Sorry, that was weird. Any other questions for the organization? No? Great, awesome. Committee report.
It's no report. They got 200 positive unofficial. Reasoning being there was a debate. So only G and myself are there.
Thank you for the clarification there. Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Ty.
I got to oversee their I guess proposal or whatever, and I thought it was really great. They had like a very good structure. They're going about it in the right direction. They want to help pre-med students. As you can see, there's a lot of like connections and stuff like that, and I just feel like over time, like it'll evolve into something good for the MSU community.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Ariana.
What information is there? A pre-med club? No.
Right? No. There's two medical brigades, however, there's no organization dedicated to professional development. Ariana.
So with that being said, I think this is a great organization. It's different, but definitely reach out to those other medical-based organizations for their membership and for co-sponsorship.
Okay, anything else in debate and discussion on this bill? Seeing none, we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining?
Congratulations.
Bill passes. Congratulations. Now considering bill number S-2019-070, Montclair Unified Filipino American Student Association Class 1 Budget.
For personal privilege, what's the bill number?
070.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas Montclair Unified Filipino American Student Association, UFASA, a class 1 organization of the SJA, has been granted a class 1 charter for the academic year of 2019-2020, and whereas the organization has submitted a budget request that has been approved by the SJA treasurer and president, be resolved that the attached budget is approved for the 2019-2020 academic school year from UFASA, submitted by Serafina Arjunis, SJA person, April 15, 2019.
Office report. No report. Questions for the author? No questions. Nope. Organization report. It's coming up. Organization report, you're good to go.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Katrina. I'm vice president of MUFASA.
I am Kevin. I'm the treasurer of MUFASA.
So today we're going to present to you our budget proposal for next year as a class 1 organization. Currently, we're class 2, and just recently got rechartered to class 1. So we're increasing our budget by quite a lot. Our first line is programming. We want to increase that because we'll have more events as a class 1 organization, so we want to make sure that we have enough money to cater to those events. Co-sponsorships. We know what it's like to ask for money from other orgs, and we want to make sure that we can help out as many orgs as possible, such as buying supplies for the their events, and besides attending and promoting. For publicity, we increased our publicity line because every year we do t-shirts for our members to purchase, and we want to make sure it's at a reasonable price. And we also wanted to set aside money for pens, magnets, stuff like that that we can give out at tabling events. Yeah.
So for security, we left the same as the budget we have now. And then we're opening up a new line called Banquet, which is for the events, our bigger events in both semesters. So for the fall, we have Simbanga B, which we usually use most of our programming budget on. but opening up the banquet line helped us, you know, get the event done. And for the spring, we also have Charity Ball, which is an off-campus event that we host for, that we basically sell tickets to raise money for a charity of our choice, which again takes more out of the programming line.
And we just want to make sure that it's at a reasonable price so we can get as many members as possible to come. Okay. For conference, each year we attend FINE, which is an external, we're part of an external student-led organization. This year we had our members pay $70 per person. That included hotel, gas, and food. With this new line, we'll be able to make the price for it cheaper so that more members can go. For performances, Mufasa is part of a lot of performances, internally and externally, and including this line can help us buy supplies and costumes for these performances. And in the end, it's an investment because we can use those leftover supplies in the coming years. Office supplies, if we do get an office in the future, we want to set aside money to buy basic office supplies like pens and papers, furniture like chairs, couches, and stuff like that. So overall, our grand total is $13,800. We didn't want to increase our budget too much because we didn't want to have too much left over, and we feel like this is a comfortable range so that we can play around with it and we can kind of set a blueprint for the future eboards to come. That's it.
Awesome. Questions for the organization? No questions. From 4,000 to 13,000, no questions. Ariana.
So your banquet line is a yearly line? Yes, or it's not a yearly line.
No, it's not.
And it's for Simbanga B in the fall. I probably said that wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
And you said, oh, cool. And Charity Ball in the spring, you said?
Yeah.
Is there a reason you did it like that instead of having each event have their own line?
So we decided to, for the banquet, that is our biggest, Simbanga B is our biggest event, so it's technically a banquet for the fall. We allocated 900. Just to separate it because that's like a big portion, and I know for the spring we set aside 6,000, which is a lot because we used most of our budget in the spring for Charity Ball, so we just want to specify and differentiate. Do you have anything to add?
The question answered?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi.
If I may, I think I know what she was trying to, her question was basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but why didn't you guys like make two separate lines, one for the fall banquet, one for the fall banquet, and one for the spring banquet? Whoops. Was that the question?
Can I say something?
Yes.
It was, but the way they explained it, my question didn't really make sense.
Okay.
And so, yes, that was my question, but they answered it better than.
Questions.
Okay, great. Any other questions for the organization? Jamie.
How many members do you guys have again? I don't remember the exact number, but I believe it's over 100.
Ariana.
For your office supplies, if you are not allocated an office, which there doesn't necessarily seem to be an open office anywhere right now. What would you use that money towards?
We could honestly put it toward programming for more money into the events that we're going to be hosting, like the fall and spring.
And also cool sponsorships as well.
Evan.
Of your budget this year, did you use?
This year, for the Spring Festival alone, we used 90% of the budget.
What about the fall?
Fall, because of paperwork issues, there was 60-70% on that.
Area.
I have them,
Charisse, do you still have your question?
Oh, I have it.
Great.
Sorry. Security, you did not have an increase from your current budget as a class two organization. Was that ample amount of money for you for security, or did you find yourself scrounging for security money elsewhere?
I can answer that. I don't think we had a problem with the amount we had for security, just because that the attendance at our events, because we did have a big increase from last year to this year in attendance, and this number for security was able to work, so we decided not to change it.
Point of clarification to that. The reason I asked is because I know that a lot of your events have gotten larger over the years, and security is not cheap, so I just want, before we voted, I wanted to ensure that number was enough for y'all to continue to have larger scale events.
Charisse.
It was just a point of personal privilege. If you can like zoom in so I can see if you can look at that.
Specifically there.
Just
a little bit better.
Yeah, that's better. Any other questions for the organization?
Committee report. Committee gave them a 500 positive recommendation. Questions for the committee? Chair's not here. Okay, Rick. Debate and discussion on this bill. Ty.
I think the budget's great. I know you guys, like, I've seen you guys like rise and stuff like that, and you guys are a class one, which means like, you know, everything you've done as a class two, which was amazing, is now gonna be like amplified because you're a class one. And I feel like having that that amount of money really gives you guys the ability to make the events you are so well known for pop out more and just give you guys the opportunity to come up with even better things to provide for Montclair. So yeah.
Joe.
Excuse me if this question was already asked, but how much, what's the percentage of your budget used for this year?
This year? First spring semester it was 96% to be exact. Last semester, because of paperwork and issues and stuff, it was over 60 to 70%. I don't know the exact number for that.
Okay, thanks.
Jamie.
I personally feel like this is a really budget increase compared to what they had as a class two. I don't know if that's just me thinking that, but I just wanted to like throw that out there.
I'll reiterate what Jamie said. She said that this is a really big budget increase from a class two at $4,000 to a class one at $13,000. Ariana.
With that being said, I have a statement and a question. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. My statement is that they obviously went up to a class one for a reason, and I would assume the main reason was for a budget increase, because of how large the organization has gotten and the amount of programming that they do for the entire campus. But with that being said, my question is to the organization. Was there anywhere where you could see yourself cutting money that you have requested as of right now? Because I do agree it is a very large jump. Mm-hmm. However, I personally don't think there's a problem with it. I think that y'all will spend the money, but to appease other people's worries, which are valid, is there anywhere you could see money being cut?
Personally, I would see the banquet for the spring semester being cut, just because given with the budget we have now as a class two this year, we are still able to host the events for our members. And just with the added, because we added so high, with the extra money can help not ease the process, but make it more bigger for the members.
Serafina.
Motion to postpone consideration of this bill for later in the meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we need 2/3 majority vote in order to postpone this bill to later in the meeting. And I'm gonna, before you vote, it's because the executive treasurer is not here, and having, and this is nothing on the presentation for the organization, did a great job of presenting, but from a class two to class one, the executive treasurer must be here to answer all of your questions, because a lot of the questions it's difficult for the organization to answer, because he's the one that budgets all of the other class one organizations. So he can explain the jump, he can explain the numbers, probably in more detail, if we have capacity for a $13,000 additional budget, as well as any other questions you might have, okay? So all those in favor, all those opposed, all those abstaining, bill is postponed to later in the meeting. Can you walk them through that? Thank you. Okay.
Right, so now considering bill number S-2019-072, Unified Asian American Student Organization Class 1 Budget.
Be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that whereas Unified Asian American Student Organization, URASO, a Class 1 organization of the SGA, has been granted the Class 1 charter for the academic year for 2019-2020, and whereas the organization submitted a budget request which has been approved by the SGA Treasurer and President, be it resolved that the attached budget is approved for the 2019-2020 academic school year for URASO. Submitted by Sarah Fina Archimedes, SGA President, April 15th, 2019.
Okay, author's report. Our author has left the building. Can I have someone to step up? Thank you. Ariana. Is there a second?
Second.
Ariana, you are now author of this bill. Author's report.
No report.
Questions for the author? Organization report. All right, so, you know, you have time
can
to...
I call quorum?
There's quorum. I know. Okay, so you have time to present your budget. Just so we could clarify, you could only explain your increases or decreases. Yeah, do not need to explain all the budget and the lines. If you have a question, please ask them individually about the line. Please do not explain the whole entire budget. Thank you.
Okay, so EPIHM, which stands for Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month, is where we put events during April where we celebrate the Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So we hold events specifically like showing Asian culture, and so we want to increase that by 500 because since APIC, which is the Asian Caucus here, took some of our events, we want to like create bigger and better events. And APIHM Fest, which is the biggest event of our year. We have headliners here, which like we have invited Jun Lee and David So yesterday to come here. So we want to increase that by 7,000 because like for the past like 3 or more years, we've had incremental increases of $1,000, but then every single year of those past 3 years, we have asked for additional 5,000 like funding. So for a banquet, we also want to increase it by 550 because we would want like a better venue in general. Cause like we had like our bid proposals, like we compared it to like other venues. They were like $40 and the ones we chose were like just 30, so we can accommodate to more people. So we wanted to increase that so we can have better and more people. Battlegrounds, we want to decrease it by $50 so that we can have more money to our security line. For charity, we also want to decrease that for the security. For co-sponsorship, we're also decreasing that so that we could have more money for the security line. Office supplies, we want to increase it by like $10 in the fall because like our microwave right now is broken, but like we can also buy other office supplies that we need for the office. For programming in the fall, we want to increase it by $200. We had like 14 events in the fall and money was like a bit tight, so we want to increase that by $200. For the spring, we kept the same. For publicity, we want to increase it by $775 because this year we have bought like shirts and we wanted to accommodate to like most of our members, and the cost went up to like $1,000 something. So we want to increase it by $775 so we have $1,500 for the year and we can buy them shirts and other merchandise. Security, which is what we really want. We want to increase it by $350. World's Fair, we're going to decrease it by $20. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Great. Any questions for the organization? No questions? Great. Committee report. Committee gave the organization a 401. Positive recommendation, questions for the committee, debate and discussion on this bill. Ariana.
Can you just give me like 2 minutes to look over the budget?
Got it.
She has a question.
Ariana, sir.
Can I have a mission to the organization? How much money in, I don't remember if it was emergency or supplemental funding, did you request for EPIH? $5,000. So, follow up, her increase is only $500?
The increases, can you zoom on this number? It's hard to see.
That's for, no, I'm saying their increase for that line.
No, the APHM is like specifically just for like the smaller events before leading up to the big one.
Oh, APH Fest. Oh, so you did increase by 7,000. Okay, sorry. That's my mistake.
That's really important.
Is there any way to share it to us?
Not right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right, any other debate and discussion on this bill? I'm going to ask about just getting to the organization. So there's $5,000, which was obviously for the festival that you have. Where does the other...
They increased by 7,000.
Can you explain the big jump we have here? From 26, is that 26 mm-hmm. to 35?
Mm-hmm.
It's like $9,000.
A little over $9,000.
Yeah, so can we, I understand the 5,000, I don't understand the 4,000.
The overall increase was 9,000, it's a 9,000 increase.
Mm-hmm.
They get the 5,000 increase that comes from API Fest.
Yeah.
7,000 increase from API Fest. So it's
7,000.
7,000 came from API Fest, the rest came from the other increases.
Okay.
Are you asking them to explain the other increases?
No, the other increases are pretty incremental. They're pretty minimal. I was just wondering, from five to seven, how are you putting information in the organization? How are you able to program the festival with the $5,000 supplemental appropriations and now needing 7,000 instead of the 5 original?
Because every year we like try to get bigger headliners. So like we obviously want like someone bigger than just David, so you know.
Ariel.
Can I make a suggestion / recommendation?
Yes.
I would recommend increasing it by the 5,000 that you needed. And then if it comes down to needing more next year, requesting $2,000 from supplemental is not very far-fetched, being that you were approved for $5,000 this year. I think like a potential $2,000 is not necessary to add to your budget. The $5,000, I totally get it, because you've asked for money the past like 3 years, I think. But the extra $2,000, I personally don't think is necessary. And that does make the number of increase a little less alarming. But that's just my recommendation.
So point of information to the legislature, I know the bill is weird. You're actually voting on this, so you can make motions to amend this actual budget.
Oh,
yeah, it's the budget is attached. So this is the attached budget that you can make recommendations to.
So that would be a motion.
So that would be a motion. If
you would like to.
If you want to do that, Ariana.
Oh, I can do that?
Yes, you can motion.
So motion to, can you scroll over so I can see the numbers? Thanks. Motion to this, it's I don't know which line it is because
it
has
the
second line, thank you. Motion to decrease the increase of $7,000 to the APIH Fest line to $5,000.
We all know where we're looking, right?
Yeah, right there.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, is there a second? Seeing that's a formal amendment, we need 2/3 majority of vote in order to approve that. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Amendment has been adopted to change to $5,000 for the total increase in that line instead of 7, which would change the overall total increase and then the overall total budget, which Vincent will be recording. Kevin?
I remember from committee we suggested an idea where APH versus APHM be combined into one particular budget line, so that way you guys have a way
more
of
flexible.
More flexible budget where you guys can have, like, if you get a higher headliner, you guys can work of having that more and then having a little bit less during programming during that time. Just a little help if you need that there.
Point of information to the organization, have you considered the request from committee to combine the line?
Yeah.
we said like we would suggest it to the new eBoard members for next year.
Got it. Okay. But you, Vincent, you don't have to do it now. Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order to for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. I'm going to make a statement. You guys can go, yeah, you're pretty good job. Great presentation, awesome, great. So we have about 7 more bills. The corporate budget's going up. So Ariana, in the legislative group chat, can you please ask anyone if they're done with class to return?
At approximately what time?
Immediately after they're done with whatever they're doing. So immediately after.
Effective immediately.
Jamie, are you going to motion to consider MSCO's bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else in the back have anything pressing before we consider MSDO's bill?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, now considering bill number S-2019-075, Montclair State Dietetics Organization Class 1 budget.
Being asked by the legislature of the Student Government Association, Montclair State Dietetics Incorporated, Montclair State Dietetics Organization, MSDO, a class 1 organization at the SJA, has been granted a class 1 part of the academic course of 2019-2020. Whereas the organization submitted a budget request to be approved by the SJA treasurer and president, be resolved that the attached budget is approved for the 2019-2020 academic school year for MSDO, submitted by Serafina Argeniz, SJA president, and question from Andy.
Author's report.
No report.
Questions for the author. Organization report. Jamie, good luck.
So, first of all, as you guys
She's
know,
not the treasurer.
I'm not the treasurer and I'm not the president.
Which one?
But we're both in class.
Because
I have 5:30 class. So I'll do my best. well, Vincent's going to pull it up, but for now. So pretty much, we're not asking for a lot. We just wanted a $100 increase for our banquet, because we have more members. So, you know, that would be more people. Currently for the fall, it's 400, so we've just asked for it to be 500, and same for the spring, from what it looks like on the paper. And then same thing for the banquet, we just want an increase of $130, same thing, we just have more members, so we need a little more food. We're asking for a $200 decrease for conferences. This year we didn't go to as many conferences as we have in the past, so we were just like line transferring that, so it wasn't really we don't feel a need to have the $200 there, and then also just a $100 increase in publicity, because we need more shirts and like a little, like, at least I'm actually wearing it right now, but more shirts for the new members. And that's it.
Vincent, can you slide to the end for me? Thank you. One more slide. Perfect, thanks. Questions for the organization? Can you just zoom a little bit now? Thanks. Questions for Evan?
Bless you.
I'm not the treasurer.
They use
sorry.
Your income tier, we use about 80% of your budget.
I know it's like pretty much all of it, but I don't know the expense.
Any other questions for the organization? Committee report, yeah, it's like a couple $100 that they're asking for an increase. Committee report was a 500 positive recommendation. Questions to the committee? Nope. Debate and discussion on this bill. Seeing now we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? The bill passes. Great job, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Kevin. Yes? Got it.
Can I consider
it? Yep, got it. Now considering bill number S-2019-077, South Asian Student Association Class 1 budget.
77?
Yep.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas South Asian Student Association passed by a class 1 organization of the SJA, being granted a class 1 charter for the academic year of 2019-2020, and whereas the organization submitted a budget request which has been approved by the SJA treasurer and president, be it resolved that the attached budget is approved for the 2019-2020 academic school year for SASA, submitted by Serafina Arkneys, SJA president, 2019.
Author's report. Ariana. Yep.
Sorry, motion to take authorship of this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ariana, the author, congratulations. Questions for the author? No questions. Organization report.
Hi guys, my name is Ruben, president of SASA. I'm just going to talk about the increases and decreases in pressure of time, but we are asking for a $250 increase for our banquet line. We hit the 80-person capacity limit for this year, so in case if we need to get extra food, we wanted to increase it by 250. For the dance line, you want to scratch that out completely. Just to be honest, we just didn't gain enough interest for the dance team, so you just have to scratch that out so we can put that money and allocate it towards other things. For the Diwali show, we had an amazing turnout. We'd like to increase that by $200, simply for prizes, decorations, as well. For the Garba line, that is kind of like an off-campus folk dance event. We actually found events this past year that were free of entry. So that money was supposed to be for entry fees and stuff like that for our general members. However, we want to scratch that out as well. The last decrease that we'd like to do is for World's Fair. World's Fair, we had initially 550. That was just simply too much for us, so we want to decrease that by 250. That's it.
Questions for the organization?
Can we see the total
increase, decrease?
Yes, please.
I don't think there's a total increase.
Oh, there is a little typo. The second where it says proposed for fall 2019.
Yeah.
It's supposed to say spring 2020.
Okay.
Yes, sorry about that.
Okay. So, point of information to the organization, do you know the total increase that you've asked for in your budget?
Total increase.
I
want to
know.
It's actually
total increase. For the fall is 200.
Okay.
Total increase for the spring is 250. The rest is decrease.
Perfect. Thank you. That's point of clarification to the to Ariana. The organizations, where they added their increases to, it leveled out. So basically, they've only asked for about $500 in an increase in total because they took away so many of the lines that they had and the money that was spent. Yeah.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, more questions for the organization.
Can I see the Holy Show line? And can I also see... Can you go back to the left? Oh, that was what I wanted to see. I have a question.
Ariana.
The past several years, y'all have come up for more money for Holy Show, and there is not even one penny of an increase in that line.
Right.
Is there a reason?
Yes. So we did it through trial and error. So we did ask for more money this year. We did have an increase in the amount of people that came. However, we had an ample of supplies left over. That includes for shirts and stuff like that. We just simply don't need that increase for the next year. I feel like for the new board, I kind of trained them to definitely reach out to different orgs for money and stuff like that, and they can go about as they please to, you know, go for appropriations. But I just did not think it was necessary after we had the event this past spring.
Any other questions for the organization? Committee report. Committee gave them a 500 positive recommendation. Questions for the committee, debate and discussion on this bill. Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote on or for this. Yep. Paula, was that a question?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. I was going to say in favor.
You're ready. Okay.
I'm sorry.
We need a 2/3 majority vote on or for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Thanks for talking.
You have a question in the back?
Yes.
Can we motion, please?
Finish the bill for Foster?
Yes, absolutely. Now reconsidering bill number S-2019-070, Montclair Unified Filipino American Student Organization Class 1 budget.
Motion.
No, you don't have to read it again.
No motion.
I can just do whatever order. Yep.
Yeah, you can just do whatever you want. Whatever. Should we know
actually,
that?
I really can just do whatever order. You didn't think I could
do that. No, I just thought you had to get a motion.
No.
Then we're back into it. Question.
No. I'm just going to talk to you.
I wrote that.
Okay, office report, Ariana.
Motion to take ownership of this bill.
Is there a second?
What bill?
Ariana, you're taking ownership of this bill, 070. Questions for the author? Negative. Organization, let's finish this out. Nope, let's go to debate and discussion. Great. Ariana.
I'm trying to remember the questions that we asked. We can ask them.
The questions that we asked was
4,000 to 13,000 WOW.
Oh, I remember.
Go ahead.
I lost it. Yes, banquet. $6,000 ?
As a point of information for the organization, how did you successfully have your banquet without the $6,000?
We made, or the banquet hall requested for, I believe, 48 per person, and we just had people pay the full price.
Okay.
So it was expensive, but we still had a good turnout. But we want to make it more affordable for them next year so more people could come.
So if you add the 6,000, what will be the price after the ticket? The ticket then?
How many,
if any?
We had almost 100 this year.
Right. With the new calculation for the how to request tickets, you had 100 people come out, so that would be half of that divided by 5,000 divided by 50.
Okay, so I'm going to ask another question. So how did you choose the number 6,000? Was this an arbitrary number, or was this based on some type of calculations?
Well, based on the calculations for what the event cost, about $5,000, to get up to $5,000, and that didn't include anything else, that just included just the venue. So to make space for that particular line, made it 6,000, so that will include the venue and Metro D, security, stuff like that, for the banquet hall.
Okay, so the how many officers did you need to have at this event?
Security is provided by the actual.
And did they give you the quote for that?
Yes.
Okay, what was that number like?
350.
350, and then I'm assuming decorations for the venue, or does the venue provide the decorations?
It was from our programming line.
Your programming line.
Yeah.
Got it. So the total cost that you spent on the budget this year was what? On the banquet was what?
Can we pull up the budget?
Yeah,
the
back.
Okay, so we have other budgets to consider, so I'm going to suggest that we motion to postpone this again. If you can come up with a total amount, because again, this is from a 4 to a 13,000, so all of the increases need to be able to be explained statistically for the legislature in order to vote on this. Ariana.
Can it be the same motion to consider the second meeting?
I need you to give me a fake time. Yep.
Motion to consider this bill at 6:40.
Is there a second? We need 2/3 majority vote in order to postpone this bill to 6:40. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Bill postponed.
Can I say something?
Once again, yes.
If you could potentially pull up your budget from this year that you've used to compare, even if we can't see it, at least so it's pulled up so y'all have the numbers that if we ask, you have it. Just because, like Emma said, it is a very big jump, and not that it's not justified, we just have to make sure that it is justified before we vote on it. That's all.
Point of information to Video Production Club in the back. The increases in your budget, do you have exactly why that they're...
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. All right, so now considering bill number S-2019-071, Video Production Club Class 1 budget, y'all can come to the front.
Be an act of the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas Video Production Club, VPC, a Class 1 organization of the SGA, has been granted a Class 1 charter for the academic year of 2019-2020, and whereas the organization has submitted a budget request which has been approved by the SGA Treasurer and President. Be resolved that the attached budget is approved for the 2019-2020 academic school year for VPC, submitted by Sarah Cooper and Janice, SGA President, April 15, 2019.
Office report.
No report.
Questions for the author. Organization report. It's going to come up.
It's there.
No,
it's just the
Sounds about right.
You're not wrong. HDMI?
Yeah.
Okay, so just like with the other organizations, please describe in detail the number. What is your total increase or decrease?
700 increase.
Perfect.
Do we not have an HDMI board? Definitely
not. Nope, I can run down. Nope, I can't. Serafina can.
And the other person?
Nope. Nope, Serafina can't.
Okay.
Do you have,
can I just
slide it because you have, is that 11?
Yeah, do you
want to
do that?
Would you like to use one?
I'm jumping.
It's okay. Do you just want to use this?
She has signed in.
Oh, okay.
I
just want to say y'all are doing a great job. Keep with it. Keep the faith.
We're so close.
You're all just subtle. Watch it. Extremely
subtle.
There we go.
We're up and at 'em. Good job, Vice President.
No longer.
You're literally dumb. There's nothing else to do.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hello. My name is Allison Giordano. I'm the treasurer of Video Production Club, and this is our president, Celeste Teodosio. She's amazing. So we are newly a classroom organization, and we would love to get more funds for it this year. So we also reallocated a lot of our funds. So the first thing that we want to establish is a year-long line for equipment, because we make videos, and right now we do not have any of our own club equipment. We do have one camera that is used frequently, but for a lot of what we do and what the service that we provide for the SGA, where we go on shoots and shoot other SGA organizations' events, one camera just does not suffice. Besides that, it is all on our club members to volunteer their own equipment, which is becoming less and less, especially with the establishment of our School of Communication Media. They allow cameras to be used for classes, so more and more students are coming in without their own equipment, rightfully so. So we are facing lately a lack of equipment to be used for the events that we do want to shoot. So $1,000 actually for equipment is a very low number. We do look forward to increasing that as the years go on, but we think for the time being, just using that as a little nest egg to start our building the amount of equipment we have for the organization would suffice. So that would be our year-long line. Now we're looking at the fall semester. So we're actually, for the fall semester, we decided that we only need $1,000. In the fall, we usually do not have too many large events. We do put on several smaller events, like movie nights or game nights. And so the $250 would reflect the snacks and supplies that we'd need for those events. Usually it's a very small event. We also would like to get prizes for our newly established game nights. So those $250 would be reflected from that. Then we have a prop line. So we put on four web series shows. And right now, any props or anything that we want to use for the shows has to come out of pocket of our organization members, which we do not think we would love to have that come from the club's budget instead of putting that responsibility on our organization members. Our promotion line is for things like t-shirts and sweatshirts and all that stuff, things that we really wanted to do for the past several years, but we have not had the funds to do so. And then co-sponsorship line is remaining the same at $250 because we want to be able to support our fellow organizations. So that $1,000 is for fall semester. So then looking for the spring semester, we do have two major events and we have large lines for that established to reflect that. So first, all that same thing above, we have the event line, prop line, promotion line, co-sponsorship line. That is all exactly the same as the fall semester, but we would like it to be two different lines for each semester to reflect the events and everything that go on per semester. But then we have the Oscar party line. Currently, for this year, we did spend
I want to say a little over $1,100 on food and decorations and everything for that event. So it is a minuscule increase compared to what we usually spend from our programming line. We have to line transfer everything. But we would like to have that. And then banquet line, same thing for this year's banquet. We're spending $405, and we would like to have some wiggle room so we can, so we just don't have to be worried about it being a tight squeeze like it is currently. So then all together, thank you. So for the entire year, it would be $4,700. That's a $700 increase from our class two budget of $4,000. And that would reflect our new prop lines, equipment line, Oscar party line, and banquet lines, and also reflects the reallocation that we did. Thank you.
Wonderful. Questions for the organization? Committee report, the organization did not attend committee. Ariana?
Motion to discharge committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
3/4 majority vote in order to discharge committee. All those in favor? All those opposed? Abstaining? Committee is discharged. Ariana?
Point of information, is there a reason?
There's a miscommunication between the chair of appropriations and the organization. That reached out to the chair. The chair responded late. No committee attendance.
Got it. Thank you.
Debate and discussion on this bill. I just called you, Vincent. Joseph.
You all did a great job. This is very clear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other debate and discussion on this bill? Seeing none, we need 2/3 majority voted in order for this bill to pass. Those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? The bill passes. Phenomenal. Now considering bill number S-2019-074, Japan Club Class 1 budget.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association, Montclair State University Incorporated, the Japan Club, class one organization of the SJSA, granted a class one charter for the academic year of 2019-2020, whereas the organization is submitted to the budget, has been approved by the SJ treasurer and president. Be it resolved that the attached budget is approved for 2019-2020 academic school year for Japan Club, submitted by Sarah Marzini, SJ president, April 15, 2019.
Okay, office report. No report, questions from the office? Organization report, explain the increases and decreases. Wonderful, thank you.
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm the secretary of Japan Club. Our first increase is in our Fall Fest. We're asking for a $20 increase just so we can have more supplies and decorations for the event. For Hana Temple, we're asking for a $100 increase because we need supplies to set up the haunted house area. So we need a lot of curtains, rods, and tape, etc. We're asking for an increase of $20 for office supplies. Our rice cooker broke, so we need a new one to cook for events and whatnot. We also need like cleaning supplies. We're asking for an increase of $300 in programming. We use like 99% of the budget for the spring semester, and need a little more so we can do more events next year. Our Chibicon line has the biggest increase of $2,000. Because we need that money for the voice actor, and hopefully we won't have to come and request more money from appropriated surpluses if we have that. And then we have a decrease in security of $120 because we only use security for TV. And that's it.
Questions for the organization? Ariana.
So you're getting rid of your security line completely?
Yeah.
Ariana.
I don't know what that was, I'm sorry. Follow-up, I understand that you don't use security for anything other than ChibiCon now. However, what if you're, let's say, Haunted Temple, you expect 100 people, then you don't have any money for security. So I personally recommend keeping your security line and leaving that money in it, even if you only use it for ChibiCon. At least it's there for you to use for other events if needed. So,
Vincent.
Also, like this question came up, but I also consider the fact the membership and the number of people that for the last academic years and the past couple of years, the number of people that come to their regular events, they don't use security. Like, it's always been a thing that has never been used for like a couple of years now. So I don't know if there's gonna be a big jump next year in the members to get security in the.
Point of information to Vincent, if the organization needs security for an event, can they take it out of programming instead? If they're so Ariana.
I just want to say something about motion. We mandate class twos, and I'm pretty sure class threes as well, to have a security line. So I don't really see a reason why we should allow a class one to take their security line away. So I am motioning to re-implement their security line. And you said that you took the money from security and put it in ChibiCon?
No, I think we just got rid of it.
Okay, so I'm motioning to re-implement their security line. The $120 that they've had seems fine. I think it's better to have it and not use it than need it and not have it.
Is there a second? We need 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt that formal amendment. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendment has been adopted. Yes.
I agree with you, Ariana, especially because you never know. And then, but I have a question.
Yes.
If she were to not use the security line,
yes.
Could she
reallocate it for other items?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Committee report. Bill received a 400 positive recommendation in committee. Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Joseph.
Thank you. I have a question for Vincent. Seeing, I mean, I understand that it's not a substantial amount, $120. However, is there money in the in our budget for this to be sustainable? Okay, and this goes across the board for all organizations, because I think this is important for the legislature to understand as well, because there's been a lot. I mean, I think almost every organization so far has had an increase
of some sort.
I know, and the other organization had one about $13,000, or I forget exactly what the number was. But these are pretty significant increases, and I just want to so my question is, all these increases are sustainable for the SGA budget, correct?
Point of information to visit, do you have the total number of the new number for class one organizations?
So no.
Okay. Can you find out that number before we do the corporate budget in a few minutes?
Oh, listen, like, what you mean by of the past?
So,
or right now?
So for the corporate budget, we have the amount of, so we have the budget that we're working with, but then we also have that budget that's not actually on there, which is all the class organizations.
For last year?
No, for this year. So we have all the class organizations. It's not on the actual budget. So that number, I just want to make sure that number, that, and if it's 1.2, if it's 1.3 working corporate budget, that we have, because it was, you know, we had 284 class one organizations, and now there's been increases, so it's going to be even higher. So I want to make sure that it matches the projected amount of revenue that we're supposed to be coming in from the university. That's the question I'm asking. Jillian.
Kind of a related question. Would there be, I know we'd probably go over in the corporate budget, but with all these increases that there's so much, like, it's not just, like, tiny. Is there going to be any, like, line that's going to be severely impacted if the legislature votes on all of these increases? Like, say, scholarships. Like
that's the question I'm asking as well. So
okay.
Hopefully when Vincent gives us the total number, we can add some numbers up with the projected amount of revenue for the next academic year from the fees. And hopefully that's what I'm hoping, is that no line is actually going to be affected now, because we're adding two lines as well to the corporate budget that is going to be pretty substantial. So we want to make sure that we have funding for that. Okay. Debate and discussion on this particular bill for Japan Club. What is the total increase? Not here.
Fall increase is 240. Fall decrease is 120.
Okay.
And spring increase is 2,400.
Okay. Yes. Anything else with debate discussion on this bill? Seeing none, we have 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Okay. Mufasa, have you got the numbers?
I have them.
I know that you have them. You have the numbers to justify the $9,000 increase. Awesome. Thank you. Come on up. Now reconsidering. Bill number S 2019-070, Montclair Moncler United Filipino Unified Filipino American Student Organization Class 1 budget. You don't have to read it again. Okay. We're going to move past author's report, past committee. We're going to go into debate and discussion on this bill. So, can you please explain where the $9,000
for specifically banquet or the whole?
So banquet, you're not asking for the total $9,000 in that line, right? You're asking for six. Okay. So then the banquet and then wherever else the $3,000 is coming from.
So for the banquet, the reason why the spring semester is $6,000 is because the total without any co-sponsorships or anything for charity ball was $6,145.
Okay.
And with like the knowledge of knowing that it's going to be at least $6,000 for the venue just itself, without any co-sponsorships, we feel that the $6,000 would be better so we can improve on or not pick a better venue, but just have our options open for different venues that we'll have with our $6,000 budget.
Can I add something?
Mm-hmm.
Our cap was 100 people, and if we are able to lower the price to make it more affordable, I feel like more people are willing to go. So that's why we increased so much. And we would, the price for the venue for over 100 would obviously be more than what we have this year.
And then I have another point of information to the organization. Why did you choose to have an off-campus banquet while other class one organizations have on-campus banquets that are more affordable? And that you don't have to pay a venue. That's what I mean by that, more affordable.
The reason why we wanted to have it on campus is because it is our biggest event of the year, and we actually had it off campus for the first time last year. We just wanted to do something different, and we wanted to play around with our budget and do anything to add.
Just because we did start our first year doing it last year off campus, we do want to continue as we do grow up to class one, the bigger budget. We want to continue that. A tradition of having an off-campus just because it is our biggest event. And this year actually we flew out the foundation we donated to, we flew out the founder to that specific venue.
Julia.
So in my sorority, I serve on the committee that plans like our version of that. We were only given $7,000 from our budget for our event for the spring, and basically that we could only pay for the venue with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it might sound like a lot of money, but if you're going to be a big organization and have about, like we had about the same amount of people attending as they did, if you're going to have an off-campus event, you really need to have at least $5,000-$7,000 just to be able to subsidize the cost of renting the event space and the transportation and things like that. So I encourage you to, if you don't think they should get that much money, maybe request that they hold it on campus, because it does cost that much money.
No, my question is really, so there's 100 people that go to your biggest event of the year. That's the cap amount of people that typically go to your events is 100?
Can I?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, that's been our average attendance, like, every year, so we want to keep it at 100.
For all, I'm just saying, in total, for all the events you've had over the academic year, what is your highest number of attendance?
It would be at Charity Ball, which is 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, all of that, the 100 is your, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was it. All
right. Point of information, what day of the week do you typically hold Charity Ball?
So, actually, this was the first year where we had it over the weekend. We usually have it on Friday. And the reason why we actually had it on a weekend was because since we had the event last year at the Bethwood, the manager, we built a really good relationship with him, and he actually split the cost. So on Saturday, it's actually supposed to be $100 per person, but because of the fact we built a relationship with him and that he's been working with other MSU organizations, he split it in half and gave it to us for $50. So we felt like, you know, there was an opportunity, why not take it?
Got it.
Yeah.
I just want to explain why I asked. I know organizations such as SLAM, when they do their off-campus events every semester, it's typically done on a Thursday. This semester it's on a Tuesday, Reason being for that is that venues typically cost significantly less when you book them Monday through Thursday. So that is why I asked, just because you may get a better price somewhere else if you do it during the week.
Could I
answer
to that? So basically, like I said, the reason why is because of the fact that we were given like a really good deal. And it just so happened with the way that the spring semester like academic calendar went to, it was kind of like we were cutting short on time on even hosting events on Monday or Tuesday, because like finals is coming, so we don't want to have an event, but they have a final the next day or after. But like, you know, if the academic year changes, obviously we wouldn't be able to having it on a weekday. Yeah.
Okay, my other point of information to the organization was to explain the other $3,000.
Okay, so being that we moved up as a Class 1 organization, we plan to have more events, and like at our retirement, we want to have like the self-care session, so like we want to buy like all these stuff, aka like face masks and other things, you know, for self-care and stuff, and just buy more things to give to members, just because like that's something that we actually haven't implemented before. And being that this year, food waivers are kind of complicated, and that buying Filipino food at restaurants is a little difficult. So we wanted to think of a different direction on